Hello and welcome to another Movie Mixtapes with myself, Jessica. That was Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds, taken from the Breakfast Club soundtrack. Now, even after all these years, Simple Minds are still brilliant live. I managed to get tickets last year, and despite Jim Kerr being on the verge of entering his 60s, his voice is still great. Tonight is going to be a little different to previous shows. Instead of one movie, I'm going to take a look at a collection of films by one director, John Hughes. I'm talking about the likes of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Weird Science, The Breakfast Club, Some Kind of Wonderful, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink. Indeed, there are many collections across the Hughes films, linking certain parts of the films to one another. For example, the high school scenes in Ferris Bueller's Day Off are the same halls from The Breakfast Club. The first film I'm going to look at is Hughes' 1984 release, 16 Candles, featuring Brat Pack member Molly Ringwald as high school sophomore Sam Baker on her 16th birthday. Her entire family has forgotten about her because her older sister Ginny is getting married the next day, and the film looks at her attempts to gain the attention of senior Jake Ryan, despite the advances of geek Ted, played by Anthony Michael Hall. At the senior school dance, Ted serenades Sam with the Beatles song Hey Jude and Birthday in an attempt to cheer her up. Here is the same song taken from the White Album. This is Beatles with Birthday. That was The Beatles of Birthday, taken from the White Album. And tonight we're looking at the soundtracks from a variety of John Hughes-directed films. Another song that also features in his 1984 film 16 Candles during the high school dance as the popular guy Jake dances with another girl is the ever-popular Spandau Ballet, even with True.
Always in time, but never in line for dreams. toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be
That was True on Leeds Student Radio. If you want to get involved tonight, use the chat box or tweet This Is LSR. Now, the last song I'm going to play from 16 Candles is from the last scene in which her love interest, Jake, drives to the church just in time to meet an incredulous Sam after her sister's wedding has just finished. The film ends with them sharing a kiss over birthday cake with 16 Candles to the sound of Thompson Twins with If You Were Here.
just to stand my emotion wandering, yeah. Not want to part this anymore. The rainwater drips through the crack in the ceiling. I'll have to spend my time on the bed. Just like the rain.
That was Thompson Twins concluding our look at 16 Candles on Movie Mixtapes. The next John Hughes film soundtrack is only fitting to take a look at because it's probably his most famous film, and that is The Breakfast Club from 1985. The film that arguably coined the phrase Brat Pack, referring to the film's five main actors. It tells the story of five teenagers, a brain, an athlete, a basket case, a princess, and a criminal. Each of them are a member of a different high school clique and are forced to spend a Saturday in detention together under the watchful gaze of an irritating and controlling principal. Together, they realise while they're like kept in the classroom that their respective stereotypes are nothing to keep them apart, or their simplest definitions. The first song is taken from a scene in which all the characters are dancing around the classroom after becoming more comfortable around each other. Originally, it was supposed to be Molly Ringwald on her own, but she felt awkward by herself, so the other characters join in, and the result is spectacular. This is We Are Not Alone by Carla DeVito.
Not alone, not alone.
That was Carla DeVito on Leeds Student Radio, taken from the Breakfast Club soundtrack. The David Bowie quote, "And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They are quite aware of what they're going through." Used at the beginning of the movie is pulled from the song Changes from the 1971 album Hunky Dory. Ali Sheedy, who played Allison in The Breakfast Club, suggested that David Bowie quote to John Hughes, who liked it and thus included it in the opening of the film. "I think it works perfectly. Here's Changes by David Bowie."
And my time was running wild in me in dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to me?
Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating.
Our changes are taking the bait.
That was Changes on Leeds Student Radio. Shout out to Lisa, 95, enjoying some classic songs. I'm glad that you're enjoying the show. And the next few tracks I'm going to play are taken from a Hughes film from 1986, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The film follows the antics of high school senior Ferris Bueller, played by Matthew Broderick, who decides to skip high school and spend the day in downtown Chicago with his friend Cameron and girlfriend Sloane. The first song I'm going to play is Love Missile F-111, a song by British band Sieg Sieg Sputnik, released in March 1986 as the first single from their debut album Flaunt It. It was the band's biggest hit, reaching number 3 on the UK singles chart. And it's taken from the first scene where Ferris explains the various ways he's managed to pretend to be ill in order to gain the day off school in the past. In this scene, we hear the famous line, "Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it." That was Love Missile F-111 on Leeds Student Radio, taken from the Ferris Bueller soundtrack. These next tracks are from the scene, well, the most famous scene, in which Ferris crashes the city's annual Von Steuben Day parade, sorry for the pronunciation there, going on to lip-sync to Wayne Newton's cover of Danke Schön and the Beatles' Twist and Shout on the parade's float with enthusiastic crowd joining in the singing and mass dancing. Actually, in this scene, several other people seen dancing, including the construction workers, for example, originally were not part of the film and were simply dancing along to music being played. John Hughes found the situation so humorous that he told the camera operator to record it, and it remained in the film to this day.
Gold Dutch treat, you were sweet. Dark ashamed, darling, dark ashamed. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. I recall Central Park in fall, how you tore your dress, what a mess. I confess, that's not all. Thank you.
That was Wayne Newton covering Danke Schön, followed by The Beatles, of course, with Twist and Shout, taken from the film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. John Hughes actually refused to release a soundtrack album for the film, as he felt the mix of songs was too uneven and didn't flow together and wouldn't work well as an album. Some songs are repeated or encountered in more than one of Hughes' films. This is certainly the case with The Smiths' Please, Please, Let Me Get What I Want, which we hear as Ferris and his friends wander around the city's art gallery and in his 1986 film Pretty in Pink.
Good times for a change. See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So, for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
That was The Smiths on Leeds Student Radio, leading us aptly on to the next Hughes film, Pretty in Pink. Working class high school senior Andy Walsh, played by Molly Ringwald, has a crush on one of the rich, preppy boys in her school, Blaine McDonough, played by Andrew McCarthy. When Andy and Blaine try to get together, they encounter resistance from their respective social circles in high school. Here is the Psychedelic Furs, who feature on the film soundtrack, sharing their song title with that of the film. We'll be right back.
softly sometimes. She says I love you and too much. He doesn't have anything you want to steal. Well, nothing you can touch. She waves, buttons your shirt. The traffic is waiting outside. She hands you this coat. She gives you a clothes. These cars go on. Pretty in pain. Isn't
That was Pretty in Pink, followed by Nick Kershaw's 1984 release, Wouldn't It Be Good, taken from the Pretty in Pink soundtrack. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio, and tonight on Movie Mixtapes, we'll be looking at a collection of films directed by John Hughes. The next song I'm going to play is taken from the same film, a scene in which Andy's best friend Dookie lip syncs in the record store to Otis Redding's Try a Little Tenderness.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating a thing that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it.
That was Otis with Try a Little Tenderness. Glad you're enjoying that, Henry. I'm going to end the show just how it started, in the same fashion as The Breakfast Club, with Simple Minds. This has been Movie Mixtape, taking a look at a collection of popular 80s films directed by John Hughes. Coming up next is RPM World Music. Thanks for listening.
Trouble. Children.